Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Eva Rosenberg is our guest, our good friend, original founding member of our brain trust. She is the tax mama. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy and her new book, Deduct Everything, and she's got just an unbelievable resource, folks. Go to taxmama.com and just avail yourself to the resources and her wisdom and her experience and her knowledge and all the content that she'll love you up and make you glad you're hanging out with her, and you'll thank me later. Eva, thanks again for being here.
Let me just say one thing about the taxmama.com. It's a free website where you can come and ask a question before you do something stupid. It's free. Don't hesitate to ask beforehand. I can't fix it after you do it.
That's right. She can't fix stupid, folks. You gotta get rid of that.
Yes, please.
So, Eva, there are millions of baby boomer businesses, baby boomer owned businesses that are going to be sold over the next 3 to 5 years, today, tomorrow, 60 months from now. Because, I mean, you know, the time marches on. We're not getting any younger, and we're going to divest ourselves one way or the other, feet first or head first. And maybe an unprecedented number of businesses are going to be sold or closed up. Maybe an unprecedented number over the next 5 years. There are tax implications of all that. Talk to us about it.
Yeah. Well, before you buy a business, I really want you all to think about this. If you're going to do this alone and you're not going to have your tax professional, your accountant with you to evaluate the business, first of all, if you buy a business, you also buy all of their tax problems. If they haven't paid their sales taxes where they should have, they haven't been reporting it or collecting it, you're responsible. If they've been paying people under the table, you're responsible for payroll taxes. If they have been paying people as independent contractors who should have been employees, you become responsible. So there are a lot of other things that you could become responsible for when you buy somebody's outright business, their entire business. So before you do that, find out what's going on in the business. The alternative to doing it that way is to buy components of their business, buy their phone number, buy their customer base.
Right, which is buying the assets as opposed to the corporation, as opposed to the stock. That's what
exactly.
You're saying, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So don't buy the whole business and pick up all of the headaches that they haven't revealed to you, because they're not going to disclose to you what it is
can we say that only in rare exceptions would anybody buy the corporation, the stock, the entity that the business resides, operates under, that only in rare esoteric circumstances would you do that? Can we say that?
We wouldn't, no, but it's a good thought, and I want to talk about how to do that.
How about if you start from there and then work your way back? How about that? You know, assume that that's right and then prove me wrong. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, yeah, it could be a good idea, but first find out with the businesses. There are a lot of businesses, especially people run on their own, you know, businesses people run on their own that are in trouble. And
right.
They may not even be aware of it, but you take it over and you start doing things, and you find out the
you
trouble.
Could have contingent liabilities. There could be a lawsuit about to be filed that you don't even know about.
Yeah.
Nobody even knows about. There could
be
a discrimination lawsuit or a liability lawsuit. Who knows what could happen?
Right. However, if you're going to buy the business and, you know, you want to do it that way and they happen to be a corporation or an LLC of any kind, buy the stock or buy the entity rather than the business components. When you buy the stock, it's just a transaction. You know, I'm going to pay you $5,000 for the stock or $5 million for the stock. You now have stock on your books for $5 million. When you're buying the business, you have all these components, and we're going to talk about that next, about what that's all about. But that gets really complicated, and people don't do the right paperwork on that. And may I use the word screwed? They get that when they're not doing that properly. So ideally, do research on the business itself before you buy it and find out what's going on. I had a client who wanted to buy a business involved in the construction industry, and I started looking at what was going on, and based on the numbers in their books and the people wandering around in the business that I saw coming and going, the construction workers, they had more people coming and going than were on the books. So it was obvious to me, you know, look at what's going on. It's obvious to me they
but
had
the tax
people,
implications of all that. What would be the major, give us, I got 30 seconds. What's the major tax implication of buying a business, whether you buy the stock or the assets?
The big tax implication is, well, we're going to do that in the next segment in detail, but the big tax implication of getting it wrong is you're going to be responsible for all, for an audit and the cost of the audit and all of the penalties and back taxes.
And that's the problem with buying the entity and not just buying the assets, which would include the phone number, the brands, the maybe maybe even, you know, the lease. But make sure you get the contracts. You know, the contracts may be tied to that entity if they're big contracts that, that you need, like a government contract. So one of the things you should learn from all this is you need to get help. Get somebody to help you with this. Tintail, right back with Eva Rosenberg. We're going to give you some more of the details about buying and selling a business from the tax implications.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.